السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We continue the story of Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl. We explain that he was the son of the infamous Abu Jahl. But if Allah has decreed that from a kafir a Muslim will be born, then such is the decree of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and it can happen the opposite way around as well. Now, we explained that initially in the early days of Islam, he was staunch in his opposition towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Muslims, because he was after all Abu Jahl's son and he was walking in the shadow of his father, who was a leader and a prominent person. Then at Badr, his father was killed and his father was embarrassed, and this fueled his anger, and he was in charge of one entire flank on the occasion of Uhud. Even on the time of on the occasion of Khandaq, he was looking for every possible way to get at the Muslims. And then came the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, and he fled because his name was on the list of those people who were not granted amnesty. And then when his wife came with a group of women to accept Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that please give him amnesty. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, okay, huwa amin. Immediately she left and she took one Roman slave of theirs, and they hit the road to try and look now for Ikrimah. Eventually she had some problems with the slave and route, but she got to her destination after much toil and struggle, and she found him on the coast. He was about to depart now on you know, a long journey, and she told him, listen, come, let's go back. He says, what would I need to do? She said, you would need to proclaim ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadar rasulullah. He said, but that's what I'm running away from. So she said, look, listen to me, let me explain to you that this man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is an extremely merciful person. He's an extremely good person. Just come back and see for yourself. So he said, but you know, there's a price on my head. She said, no, I spoke to him myself personally, and he has given me an assurance that you will be granted amnesty. So he started now the return journey with his wife. Now on the route, or en route, he wanted to be intimate with his wife, but she refused and she told him, no, I am now a Muslimah. I have accepted Islam and you are still a mushrik. So at the moment, it's not permissible for you and I to be intimate as husband and wife. And he says, and he was shocked and taken aback and said, did he have such an effect on you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he's actually come between me and you now? When they came close to Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, سَيَأْتِيكُمْ إِكْرَمَةَ إِبْنُ أَبِي جَهَلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُهَاجِرًا فَلَا تَسُبُّ أَبَاهُ فَإِنَّ سَبَّ الْمَيِّتِ يُؤْذِي الْحَيِّ وَلَا يَبْلُغُ الْمَيِّتِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl is now going to come, and he is going to come as a muhajir, and he's going to come as a believer. Do not say anything bad about his father, because speaking bad about the dead, it does not harm the dead in any way. It harms those people that are still alive, meaning that it is his father after all. Now, look at the clemency of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the big-heartedness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the Sahaba. This was a man who was the son of the arch enemy of Islam, and he himself left no stone unturned in trying to harm the Muslims. But once he was willing to utter the kalimah, these people were willing to forgive anything. And then he came into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed him, you know, with a lot of happiness and hospitality. And he confirmed that indeed, yes, I have granted you amnesty. And then Ikrimah asked him, ya Rasulullah, that tell me, what are you calling to, towards? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَدْعُوكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَشْهَدَ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ وَأَن تُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَن تُؤْتِيَ الزَّكَاةَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained him all the fundamentals and the tenets of Islam. And after that, Ikrimah said, indeed, what you are calling to is the truth, and you only intend but goodness. And then Ikrimah radiallahu an accepted Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, but ya Rasulullah, I want you to make you know, a dua for me, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that ask me, and whatever you ask me, I will try and fulfill. So he said, I want you to ask Allah to forgive me for every act of animosity, and every step that I took, and every place that I stood in opposition to you, and everything bad I said about you, to your face or behind your back. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for him in that regard. And Ikrimah radiallahu an became extremely happy. And he said, now from today onwards, I will leave no stone unturned in trying to do or trying to do double of what I did in the past. Whatever I spent against the Muslims, I'm now going to spend double in favor of the Muslims. Whatever I fought against the Muslims, I'm going to now double that effort in fighting in favor of the Muslims. And he remained like that for the rest of the duration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life. He became a very pious person. They mentioned that he used to catch a copy of the Quran and he would put it on his head and he would say, Kitabu Rabbi, Kalamu Rabbi, wa huwa yabaki min khashyatillah. And he would cry out of the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's an interesting story of how Ikrama bin Abi Jahl radiyallahu an finally met his end. And we will take up the discussion, inshallah, in the next episode of Sahaba Profiles. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.